Hey guys, Kayla here, co-host of Bad Bitches. I just wanted to thank you all for listening and for laughing at our garbage jokes. A little background for you guys. So my co-host, Big Jens, is my sister-in-law, my neighbor, my friend, and my co-worker. And we've traveled all over together, and everywhere we go, it's a party. So I'm the nerd of the two of us, and I love to read, and then I go and I tell my sister everything that I've learned, and her reactions are priceless. It's quite hilarious. So if you want to learn about bad bitches from all over the world, from all throughout time, then you found your bitches. So make sure that you subscribe to our channel and email us your bad bitches stories. Like, was your mom a bad bitch? Was your grandma a bad bitch? Great grandma, whatever. But most importantly, make sure you tell your friends all about us and go find us on social media. Thank you.
I hope you choke on a dick.
I do. Every time I try, may your pussy be dry forever. I knew what you were going to say. That's amazing. It already is. Check, check.
Oh, no. Winning.
Yeah, hashtag tiger blood. All right, I guess we should, let's try to do this. All right.
All right.
Do you think we should do an introduction, right?
Like, hello, and thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Hopefully, again.
No shit.
You know, a loyal listener.
You fucking better be.
Yeah.
Beat your dick off. Or your vagina off. I'll beat your vagina off so hard. Yeah. Okay, well, let's just, okay.
Way to dip your toe in.
I like to dip things in, you know?
I'm one of your hosts.
I'm also one of your hosts. Oh my God, I can feel the energy coming from you, from your tits.
It's very throaty.
Yeah, it's okay, I like it. At least I liked it.
I'm one of your hosts, Kayla.
No, I'm the other host, the Big Jens.
The Big Jens.
Yeah.
Yay.
I can feel my hands rubbing on my tits. Can you hear that?
I mean,
you can hear it.
I can't feel it.
I said feel it, didn't I? Okay. Well, okay, for you listeners out there, for all three of you, okay.
This is the noise.
This is the noise of my hands on my breasts.
You will hear that noise a lot.
You're welcome.
Probably.
Anyway, we're just going to mind fuck you about some cool ass fucking ladies from the past.
And we're gonna raw dog it.
Mm-hmm. So we're just gonna, there's no dipping. We're just gonna jump right into this shit.
Probably nude.
Yee.
Okay.
Oh my God, yeah, we're naked right now. I'm not naked.
Look like Emily Ratajkowski, I'm wondering.
Both of us do, we look exactly. Yeah. Amy and
I get mistaken for her all the time.
Oh, I do too. It's just I'm a couple inches shorter. So that's why people are like, are you hurt?
Yeah,
I'm like
14 inches.
No, I'm not. Oh my God. I could not look any. At least you have like the dark hair and the big tits. I don't have. Think of what the opposite of. Think of like a little fat blonde troll. And that's me.
I'm going to shit my pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're both like freakishly hungover today.
Yeah.
Big time. Kayla almost just shit her pants. And I think she's probably going to puke before we're done doing this. So if we, you know, if it doesn't sound quite right, it's because we're puking and shitting ourselves. Yeah. Like all day.
It's fucking New Year's.
It's New Year's Day. I know, man.
Recording. Everybody's got to be hungover today. If you're not, then you're kind of late.
And you're really a square.
So what this podcast, well, what we hope to accomplish with this podcast would be to celebrate bitches from all walks of life.
I like that.
Bad can mean so many different things. So some bad bitches are like, you know, winning awards, and other bad bitches are cutting dicks off.
Those are my favorite kind.
You'll just have to tune in to find out what kind of bad
bitch we're talking about.
This week, we're going to talk, well, maybe month, who knows? We'll do these.
Right.
This episode, we're going to talk about Griselda Blanco.
She just sounds like a bad bitch with that fucking name.
Oh my God.
Griselda?
Griselda.
Auntie Griselda, Gilberto. That's like a monkey song.
She was pretty much.
Seriously.
From the womb, bad. Like, straight out of the womb, bad.
Okay.
So, she was born on February 14th, 1943.
Oh, wow. Valentine's Day, bitches.
Uh-huh.
Sick.
She died September 3rd, 2012. She was 69 years old.
2012? This bitch? This, like, this just happened, this shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Actually, not Charlize Theron. What the fuck's her name? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh.
Just made a movie about her. I guess it was really terrible.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Were the reviews not good, or was, like, the writing just shitty? Like, what about it sucked?
I guess it wasn't really true to her life. Like, they didn't really talk about what a badass she was. Because, I'll just continue.
So, okay.
Right away, when she was 11 years old, she actually kidnapped one of the neighbor boys from the, like, fancy upscale neighborhood next to her and tried to ransom him for money.
No.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Was she... Okay.
What were you doing at 11?
Oh, wow. I was listening to The Monkees and eating, like, cereal all day in my... pajamas. I mean, yeah. I never did anything. I still don't do cool shit like that. I'm 37. Man, I'd love to abduct some little boy. No, I wouldn't. Oh, my bad. Never mind. I said that out loud, but I didn't actually mean any of it. I was just trying to be cool.
Judgment free zone.
Just trying to be cool, but it came out wrong. Yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking happens.
Yeah.
Fuck you if you don't like it.
No shit.
Turn us off. Bye.
Please.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Later, bitch. I was just going to ask you what you were doing when you were 11, but I'm pretty sure you're right up there with her, too. Bitch was a badass, too.
I went across the closet from me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, scraping the cocaine out of my mom's picture frames.
Oh! At 11. Man, that's crazy. I wish I would have been that cool.
No, you don't.
I do.
That resulted in a 6-month rehab stint, so... Which was actually not that bad.
That's where I meet all my friends. Now. Yeah, I mean.
I just buy my own Coke now. I don't have to, like.
Exactly. We're speedballing right now, people.
Oh, my God.
No, we're not. So many speedballs.
See that? Hear that?
Hear this? Fingers on the nips again. Fingers on the nips.
Okay. So when she found out that they weren't going to pay the money for the ransom.
How much was the ransom? How much did she ask?
I don't really know.
Okay.
When they found out she wasn't going to get the ransom, she fucking shot him in the head.
She killed him? What an asshole, bitch. How old was the kid that she kidnapped?
10.
Oh my God. So he was like her age, probably just as big as her and shit. And she's like, no, I'm going to fucking...
Yeah.
Straight up gonna kill you.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm trying to wrap my head around how that all happened. Yeah, but where did she live?
Oh, she was born in Cartagena, Colombia.
Oh, Colombiana.
But at 3 years old, she moved to Medellin.
Oh, yeah, I'm not familiar with that place.
It's actually where Pablo Escobar...
He's that drug guy.
Born and...
Man. Okay, so just like everyone from that place is really interesting, folks. No offense, man. Hey, if you live in...
Colombia.
Yeah.
Medellin.
Yeah. Then you're probably awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So she was actually called the female Pablo Escobar. Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows Pablo Escobar's name.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of this bitch before. Yeah. And why not? Because she's a woman.
That's why we're here.
Yep.
To hand deliver you some knowledge.
That's amazing. Mm. This is me golf clapping.
Oh.
Because I'm very am very excited.
You're a skilled golf clapper. Why did Thanks. You just aim at me with finger guns?
I didn't know I did. I just do such weird shit. I don't know. I don't know why I do anything.
It's because you're Griselda's.
I'm still thinking about Griselda. I know, man. I'm just wondering, what was her secret? I've got to steal a little boy. I've said it again. Fuck me. Look out.
Please watch out.
Look out. Yeah, predator right here, I guess. Jesus. A fat gnome. Fat blonde gnome coming in hot. Anyway, this is really, the alcohol is, can you smell me right now? I feel like the alcohol is like seeping out of my pores.
Me too. My pits are Jesus. So wet right now.
They are? Oh my God. I wish
alcohol
I was.
Alcohol stent? Oh, and just regular stent.
Okay. Hey, no. You put she's, put him down. Gross. Because if I get a sniff of that, I will puke. I absolutely would puke. I puked 4 times last night. And I don't want to do it again. And we're in a closet. You're going to shit, and I'm going to start puking over there. Ew, no.
It's literally like a faucet coming out.
Oh,
I'm like wet down to my
What's wrong with you? Page. Shut the fuck up. Are you serious? Jesus Christ. I thought. That. Oh, I just like clunked my big nipple on the. I don't have big tits either, people. I don't at all. I don't know why I keep talking about that.
Perfect. It was like God opened up the heavens.
Oh, and he made my tits.
Made perfect tits.
Made the perfect titties for the
Put
big gents.
Body.
God.
That's your
tits. I don't really think that's true, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's tell this story. I thought you farted. Let's
shove a brat in your asshole.
Why wouldn't you? I had dreams about anal sex last night.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good one?
It was a big old thing they wanted to stick in my butt.
It wasn't a penis. It was
It was this weird like sex object thing. There was two men on it. Ew. And I was one of the men. I don't know why. I was a man. And we like set up this like weird carousel and we rocked and then it would just like double, it was like a Mac bike from It's Always Sunny. There was like a big dick.
Like a Mac teeter totter.
Yeah. I don't remember it being inside my butt. I think I woke up before that happened.
Right before the good part.
God, I know. Mm. Yeah, there would have been. I would have had a juicy asshole when I woke up.
Oh my God. Gross. I can't.
Okay, sorry. Let's just get on with this story, bitch.
Okay, so where I left off was explaining.
It's so scary.
She does have a scary name. Do you want to see a picture of her?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I wonder if I have one. Anyway, so yeah, she was called the female Pablo Escobar.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Fucking hilarious. They're both from Medellin.
Medellin.
But she was actually a cocaine trafficker before Pablo Escobar was.
No, she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking badass.
She started trafficking cocaine when
cocaine. You said cocaine. She was born February 15th.
Oh my God.
You said February 14th, you fucking asshole liar.
I did.
You can't trust a word this goddamn asshole bitch is telling you people. No, I'm totally kidding. But you know what she reminds me of? Since we have to give the people a visual.
Yeah.
Do you remember the tiny little midget lady? Oh, small little person. I mean, in the Poltergeist movies? I think her name was Zelda. I swear to God, her name was like Zelda something. Zelda. Yeah, ooh. Not Griselda, but anyway, that's the kind of visual I'm getting with this Griselda lady.
She looks like my daughter's grandmother.
Oh, no.
Outside.
You mean
Izzy?
No, she doesn't.
I think so.
No, my God.
Maybe the... But
okay.
That's just what she...
I feel terrible about saying that, though. And you're like, oh, it's my family. She looks just like my family. So that's why I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Well, my fucking bad. She was born February 15th.
Yeah, how dare you?
And, she went by a few other names as well. The Godmother.
Mm-hmm.
La Madrina.
Ooh.
And Black Widow. There was a few. I think Cocaine Queen.
Jesus, mama like.
So, by the time she was 13 years old, she was a master pickpocketer.
Mm-hmm.
And was making a pretty good living.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she met her first husband, too. was when she was 13. They obviously didn't get married at that point.
They probably could have in like Mignot or wherever she was from, right? Can they get
Colombia?
Mignot. No, but what's that town? What's
Medellin?
Yeah.
I think it's called.
Probably
Medellin.
Could have gotten married there though. When they're 13.
Trying to learn Spanish.
Cool. You could say anything, and I'm like, that sounds right.
All right, so. When she was 16 years old, she was a runaway from home to try and escape her creep show fucking
husband.
Molester stepfather.
No. Oh, what happened with her husband, though? She got married when she was...
No, she met her husband when she was 13.
Yeah.
But at 16, she ran away from home
because
she was being molested.
Oh, shit. What? And that was freakishly loud in my earballs.
My bad.
I don't know why. It was, like, crazy loud.
Why can't my regular voice be as loud as my
guitar? I don't know.
All right. So, her first husband's name was Carlos Trujillo, and he was a smuggler of illegal immigrants into the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
He had three sons, but unfortunately, all three sons ended up dead.
Why?
After all three of them were imprisoned in America in the U.S. for different reasons. They would be deported back to Colombia, and then they were pretty much immediately murdered.
No fucking shit. I thought maybe they died of, like, weird childhood things. They, like, grew up, right? And they died when they were older?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah. Carlos Trujillo ended up also dying. His wife ordered his assassination.
That's Griselda. A tough break.
Griselda was like... I'm fucking done with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the nickname Black Widow.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's not the first husband. She ends up marrying four times in her life.
Man, that little girl could get around, man.
I know.
Get it, mama.
Hey, man. So, Carlos was murdered in the 70s. She didn't kill him with her own hands. She just ordered somebody else to do it.
Okay.
Her second husband, Alberto Bravo.
Ooh, I like that.
Alberto was the man that actually introduced her to cocaine.
Mm.
And then in the early 70s, her and Alberto moved to Queens, New York. And they fucking literally blew business up through the roof.
Yeah.
They were making so much money they didn't even know what to do with it.
Okay.
But... That also took away from the Italian mafia.
Ooh, I'm sure they did not like that much, did they?
Mm-mm, they were making enemies.
Okay.
And that's why she got the nickname the Godmother.
Mm-hmm.
She was really successful at smuggling cocaine into the United States.
May I ask
what
her secret was? Like, how did she do it?
I'm actually going to tell you that right now. So
what
happy you
ask. The fuck?
Ow!
Lay it on me. I am so sorry, everyone. Yikes. Jesus Christ.
You're blowing my eardrums.
I'm okay. My bad. Quiet time.
That's okay. She just bonked her head.
I did something. We're in a tiny closet. It's like 6x3.
Yeah.
It's something. Anyway.
Thank God we're small people.
I mean, speak for yourself. Mama's got some pounds to lose here.
Well, Christmas will be.
Big old fat pounds. I got to get off of me.
All right. So she was smuggling. Did you hear that? She was smuggling.
I didn't. I don't have my earphones on right now. I took them off or that would have sounded like snails
sounds like
fucking.
A gargling jizz in my mouth.
Sounds like snails fucking.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god. Remember, I'm prone to puking. I'm prone to puking. Don't.
I'll quit it. I'll behave.
All right.
So she was smuggling 3,400 pounds of cocaine per month into Queens.
Jesus.
Successfully.
Oh my god.
Because she invented her own line of cocaine smuggling panties.
You said panties.
I'm sorry.
You said panties.
Undergarments.
But all right. No, I mean, I gotta give it to the bitch. That's pretty cool, though. Mm-hmm. Did she have, like, a flappers in them? Something?
Yeah. She made pockets in the underwear.
Oh, my God.
And it worked so well that she actually made a factory that
made
produced a whole line. like bras and girdles.
What?
Well, I don't know what a girdle is.
But... Right. And this was all just for smuggle, for blow? Did yep. they know that when they were making it?
Mm, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She had a fuckload of people on her payroll.
Main.
At the height of her, you know.
Mm-hmm. Success, career. If you will.
So with business booming, like booming, like they had like Hollywood stars and
I'm sure.
athletes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Her husband Bravo moved back to Colombia mm-hmm. to kind of like do the distributing operation part.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck you would call that.
I don't know.
He was making sure that these girls' panties were just fine. I'm fucking sorry.
It's okay.
She doesn't like the P word.
I hate it. But it's okay. I mean, it's part of the story. You kind of. Yes. It's not like you're just doing it.
I'm not being a
to
cat.
Make me vomit. It's just happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of the story. All right, cool.
The exporting process. That's
what mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Griselda, she stayed.
Yeah.
She stayed in Queens to.
New York.
You know, get all the money and shit.
Okay.
Griselda stayed in New York
mm-hmm.
to keep the business, you know, flowing.
Yeah.
In 1975, their operation got busted by the DEA.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good, man.
So before she was indicted, she escaped back to Colombia.
Oh, sneaky little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To find out that her husband, Alberto...
Who was he fucking?
Wasn't fucking anybody, but there was millions of dollars that were not accounted for.
Oh, man.
Profits.
And kill that son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know she did, right? She did, right?
She confronted God. Him in the parking lot of a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 6 bodyguards with him.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled a pistol out of her boot. And a shootout happened. And Bravo took a bullet straight into his face.
Oh.
And all 6 of his bodyguards were found dead around his body.
How? She did that. She didn't do it on her own.
She did it on her own.
She did. She what? And she did that on her own.
She got.
That's so fucked up.
A bullet wound in her stomach, and that was it.
Wow.
She killed 7 men. And Alberto had an Uzi. I don't know what that
I've
is.
I've heard of an Uzi before, but I don't quite know what it is.
It's got to be one of those...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like a machine gun?
There you go.
Like a machine gun?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know guns. What's an Uzi?
I don't know.
Ask Siri.
We could look it up.
Siri, what's an Uzi?
How do you spell Uzi?
Oh. Here's what I found on the web for what's in Lozi.
Lozi? Nah. Yeah.
Hold on.
Do you want me to ask my
What is an Uzi gun?
Uzi.
Here's what I found on the web for what is an Uzi gun.
How is Uzi anything like Uzi?
How do you spell
Uzi? It's Uzi. Oh, it's one of these ones.
No. Yeah.
That's not a Tommy gun, is it? No.
What's a fucking Tommy gun?
I'm not really sure.
I don't know what that is. I don't believe in pistols, so...
It's an Israeli open blowback-operated submachine gun.
That's... was on the tip of my tongue.
The Uzi.
I thought it was spelled O-O-Z-I-E.
It's not.
It's not. That's how great I am at being smart.
Anyways. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty much
that
invincible, kind of.
Is... fucking amazing.
She's like a superwoman.
I can't believe that. Yeah.
So, she got second husband out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Move along.
Yep.
Like Ariana Grande. Thank you, next.
I don't know that song. I'm 37. I'm 37. I don't know that.
The legend goes that she pulled a pistol out of her ostrich skin boots. All
man,
that kind of stuff.
She just kills everything. Yeah.
Ostrich skin. I know why.
Didn't know that
like their skin looks like scrotal sac.
I didn't. Yum.
Imagine the
lick them. Disgust. No, I didn't know they made such things.
No.
Mm-mm.
Me either. Anyway, so yeah, she's just doing her Black Widow thing again.
Fuck yeah.
So So she operated her smuggling business out of
smuggling Columbia. Bits. Her smuggling bits.
Hey, I mean, she makes smuggling bits.
Fuck yes, she did. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that is pretty
cool.
That
should have been the fucking name.
Is smuggling bits. That would have been so fun.
I would have. Yeah. I like to smuggle things.
I would fucking. I'm smuggling shit right now. I'm not wearing any underwear though.
All my orifices are packed.
They're all plugged. Gross. Yum. Yum? Oh, never mind. I am seriously having a stroke right now. I think something's wrong with me.
So she had to operate her smuggling business strictly from Colombia.
Okay.
Obviously, because if she went back to Estados Unidos.
Oh, yeah. United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She would be thrown in prison pretty much.
No shit. Yeah.
But, you know, that worked out for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, just give me a second.
Okay. No problemo.
All right.
All right.
In 1976, she used a government-owned boat to smuggle 13 pounds of cocaine into New York.
13 pounds?
It was a Colombian boat from the government of Colombia. And they were sending it up to New York to enter it in a race.
Okay.
And she fucking smuggled 13 pounds of cocaine onto this government-run boat.
Shit.
And somehow successfully pulled it off.
Wow.
And, she was doing just fine. She's strings from Colombia.
Doing amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how a person... How can you smuggle anything? I mean, these days it's virtually impossible, yeah. But... Then I thought it was hard then too, but
that was 1976, and yeah. They were really cracking down on cocaine at that date.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
I mean,
when
I was
it was
totally
like
alive, and
I wasn't even born yet. I know. Jesus, yeah.
My
man,
mom was a baby. I think
oh.
1976. She was 9.
Oh my god.
So, anyways, in 1978, she married again.
Mm-hmm.
To a bank robber.
Nice.
Dario Sepulveda.
Ooh, I'm loving Dario.
I know, Dario. That's a cute name.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
So, Dario married her. And that was the same year she had her youngest son, Michael.
Okay. Oh, no.
Which she named Michael after Al Pacino's character from
Scarface. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that bitch is like fucking bad to the core.
Well, no.
It no?
Wasn't Al Pacino. Al Pacino's name was Tony Montana.
No, I mean
Scarface.
No, I mean like this Griselda is just like, she's so badass, you know? I love it.
But was Al Pacino the Godfather?
Oh,
that's where it was.
Godfather. All right. I don't fucking know.
Because he's Tony Montana.
Don't want to call myself out, but I've never seen any of those movies. Isn't that terrible? Yeah.
You know what?
I don't know.
I actually ordered the movies. They're probably here today. I ordered 2 movies. They're documentaries about her.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm excited to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I want some blow right now.
I know.
Jesus, all this talk about it's making me have to take a shit, too.
I was just going to say, it's going to poop.
Yeah.
So,
God.
Yeah, so she named her youngest son, Michael, mm-hmm. after Al Pacino's character, I think, in The Godfather. I've never seen The Godfather.
Okay.
But
sure.
Your ass, I've seen Scarface. Don't get high on your own supply.
Duh, everyone knows that, don't they?
Yeah, that's where that's from.
Is it?
Movie. And Griselda was not listening to that very golden rule.
She was partying like crazy.
She was hella addicted to something called bazooka. Have you ever heard of it?
Nah.
Bazooka is unrefined cocaine. So
holy fuck. I'm sure that'll do the trick, huh?
She was smoking very large amounts of it. And she decided to move to Miami.
Miami, make it rain, Poppy.
Come to the city where the heat is on.
Oh, light on the beach to the break of dawn. Welcome to Miami. And Manito, Ami, Ami. I don't know what that means.
You look sexual right now.
Me? It's dark in here. That's why.
So she moved to Miami. I guess she got fucked up enough to be like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
While living in Miami, she lived a very lavish lifestyle.
Yeah.
She had the best of everything. She was making, I think, $80 million a month.
What?
So.
The fuck?
She's having parties all the time.
Oh my god, you can't. You can't live enough years to, like, blow all of that money. You can't.
Unless you're smoking bazooka all day long. All
right, well, maybe.
Then probably.
$80 million a month, though?
I know.
You mean, that's just holy shit.
So she was having these giant parties, and they were filled with any of the who's who people from the drug underworld. Her favorite possession was a gold Mac-10 machine gun pistol.
Of course it was.
That was gold-plated.
God.
And had emeralds and diamonds in it.
Wow, it sounds beautiful.
Every party she'd have, she would bring prostitutes into the party to service the party goers.
Wow.
She was bisexual.
Whoa, so she liked to play with both. Mm-hmm. She likes anything. All right, cool.
She actually would force men and women to have sex with her at gunpoint. Just for fun.
Oh my god.
Just for funsies.
You know, I think I'd like to maybe be friends with this bitch. I mean, I didn't want to be her. I just, like, kind of want to hang out with her a little bit, though.
I feel like she's me if I was born in Medellin.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, you were kind of scary. You still are scary. Did you hear my fart?
No!
You didn't hear it in the thing? Wait,
did I just hear you? Did you fart again?
No, but I'm worried that it's going to smell really awful.
Oh, boy. That's okay. And I've been letting them go all day. They're
have you?
Pretty much horrendous.
Oh, man. It smells like spinach. That's not the... I mean, no, it doesn't. There's, like, no odor to it. The pillow absorbed it. You're going to get, like, pink eye.
I don't put my head on these pillows.
Oh, good.
For butts only.
That's a really good thing. Okay, so...
So even though she was living this wonderful, extravagant life with all the money in the world...
She was still all fucked up.
All the friends' money could buy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smelling you.
What? No.
It's crept up on me.
No, I'm sorry. Shit. I'm awful sorry about that. I'm disgusted.
Anyways, but she was still pretty much living in danger at that point in time because now she was competing with other cocaine traffickers.
Okay.
Like Pablo Escobar.
Sure.
And the Medellin cartel, which, was flying in plane loads of cocaine.
Oh my god.
At the same time.
Yeah.
So from 1979 to 1984, South Florida was a war zone.
Really?
This is where the Cocaine Cowboys name comes in.
Okay.
Because it was basically just a free-for-all. Slaughters in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Shootings all the time. Griselda was the first person to fire shots in this war zone.
Okay.
And what happened was she sent several gunmen into a shopping mall, and they charged all of the workers at a liquor store in there, shooting up this whole mall, chasing these people. They didn't kill anybody, but they just wounded them at that time. And they showed up in a delivery van called Happy Time Party Supplies.
Wow.
This van had a 1/4-inch steel plate.
Oh, wow.
It had cutouts for...
the windows?
Yeah.
Okay.
For like a gun barrel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the police seized the van. It was called the War Wagon.
Yeah, it was.
So
I like it.
They were using that until it was seized, so they had to come up with a new way to go murder people.
Ugh.
And around the same time, Griselda was doing so much of her own supply that she was getting really paranoid and kind of thinking Everyone's
trying to, well, a lot of people were trying to kill the bitch anyway. So,
exactly.
I mean, I don't know how crazy she really was, but yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted her dead.
Mm-hmm.
But Jorge Rivi Ayala was her most trusted hitman. And she was killing literally everybody that got
dead.
Her way.
Dead.
Mm-hmm. Rivi stated himself, saying that when Griselda ordered a killing, that he was supposed to kill everyone. The no witnesses left.
Holy shit.
But he refused to kill children.
Okay.
But she didn't care. She wanted the children dead.
Jesus.
But he refused to do it, which is, I don't know if it was before or after, but he actually surprisingly killed the youngest of all of her victims, and that was a 2-year-old.
Oh.
By accident. He was doing a drive-by and shot up the person, not knowing that there's a car seat in the car. So Rivi, I think that's his name, R-I-V-I.
Okay.
Or Jorge. In 1983, her husband number 3, Dario.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kidnapped her youngest son, Michael.
No way.
And she told Rivi, I want you to go get my son back for me. So he actually went and dressed up like a police officer.
Wow.
And, killed him.
Mm.
And Daria's death actually sparked another war, with his brother, Paco, and a lot of Griselda's supporters actually took Paco's side.
What?
They were against Griselda at
really?
That point. One of those people was one of her main suppliers.
Oh, no.
So.
She's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Husband number 3 was.
Yeah.
Not a good kill.
Mm-mm.
But in 1984, the nephew of her second husband, Alberto Bravo.
Okay.
The one she killed in the nightclub.
Yep.
His nephew wanted revenge, too.
Okay.
So he started wandering around places he knew Griselda went to, like any shopping malls or...
Okay. He's tracking that bitch down.
Yep.
Okay.
Hanging around the neighborhoods she was in, waiting for his chance to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
We need to not get brutally fucked up before we do this.
I know. I got so fucked up. One of the times we were in here for like 2 hours and 47 minutes, and I was 2 feet away from the microphone. So like everything I said, nothing was recorded. Basically, couldn't hear shit.
Mm-mm.
I know. I'm just not. We don't know what we're doing
like,
yet.
Talking like this the whole time.
Oh, bitch. I was farther. I don't. I can't. I can't take those things, man.
That's totally fine. You're sounding just fine.
Thank you.
So
yeah, we this is yeah, we've done this like 6 other times.
Yeah.
Like 4. And this is the first one that's maybe going to come out. I don't know, but
yeah. One of them I deleted cuz I got so mad, but that's I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a toddler, I guess.
Oh, shut up.
Just gave it 5 more fucking minutes.
No.
Deleted 2 hours.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, maybe you could have waited a little bit, but it's all right. I mean, one of those, like, the longest one was completely 100% my fault. She kept telling me, talking to the mic, I'm like, I am. I wasn't. So, anyway, we don't know what we're doing.
Live and you learn.
Yep. Okay, continue, ma'am, miss.
So, with all these people wanting to murder her, she decided to move to California.
Okay.
The massive amounts of people wanting to kill her didn't stop her from living her life and doing whatever the fuck she wanted to do.
Okay.
So later in the year 1984, she has Marta Saldarriaga.
Whatever.
Saldarriaga.
Shh. That's...
Ochoa.
Nope. No idea.
Ochoa.
No clue.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, let Latin people have two last names usually.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking sucks.
I think the first one would be like the mother's last name, and then the second last name is the father's last name.
Oh, all right.
Anyways, she has Marta Saldarriaga Ocha. I'm trying. I'm totally botching that one.
Wow.
Which was a supplier of hers.
Mm-hmm.
She has her killed.
Oh.
Because she doesn't want to pay her $1.8 million that she owes her.
Man.
So, her father was the founder of the Medellin cartel.
Uh-huh.
Which is one of her largest enemies.
Yeah.
And he founded it with Pablo Escobar. So they're like buddies and shit.
No shit. Yeah.
He did not retaliate. He begged for the killing to stop.
Wow.
After his daughter was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
But the DEA started creeping in on her.
Okay.
So I think being murdered was...
Yeah, that's not...
Less likely now.
She better fucking stop doing that shit. I mean, just pay the bitch.
I know.
She's making $80 million a month. I think she can spare just like...
Exactly.
You know, $2 million.
Thanks.
Jesus.
Greed.
Mm-hmm.
So she tried to lay low to try and avoid the nephew that was trying to kill her and the DEA.
Yeah.
The DEA actually arrested the nephew, Bravo's nephew, because they were so fearful that he was going to kill her, and then they wouldn't be able to arrest her.
Oh, fucking A. Okay, so they didn't... Okay.
So they arrested him, and then in 1985, at 42 years old, she is sentenced to 20 years for narcotics trafficking.
Wow.
At the same time, she's also wanted in Miami for murder.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do with her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She went to prison, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. She continues to run her business from prison.
What?
Like a boss.
Of course. Jesus, this bitch is good.
Mm-hmm.
She got some skills, yo.
This man named Charles Crosby sees her, getting, her court shit. And it was a very high-profile
arrest. Oh, I'm sure.
And court proceedings and all that bullshit.
Okay.
So she's probably, every crack dealer's dream.
Mm-hmm.
And...
So he sees her and he thinks, I must have her.
This nice little crack
I feel like I'm
from Oakland.
I'm in love.
Yeah.
I must have her. Shut up.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God, you knew already.
No, I didn't. I mean, I'm just guessing here, but come on. Are you serious?
He sees her get arrested on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately he writes to her.
Jesus.
And, she gets her fan mail.
Yeah.
Pretty much right away they become lovers.
Wow.
And she tells him that he can have her total drug empire if he does whatever she wants.
I don't believe that shit. I don't believe her, but okay.
I mean, she's obviously a really trustworthy person.
I don't know. I'm calling bullshit on her ass right now.
I don't know why you wouldn't believe her.
I don't know. Just weird. I have a feeling.
So in 1992, her enemies go. They can't get to her anymore. She's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1992, they go after her son, Osvaldo. That was one of the first three.
I thought he was dead already.
No.
No.
I said they die, but it didn't say when or
how. Oh, you tricky fucking asshole fucker. Okay.
They do die after they get deported back to Colombia.
Okay.
They shot him in the leg and in the shoulder, and he died in the hospital.
Jeez. I would think he could make it through a leg and a shoulder. But yeah. I don't... I mean, maybe he just lost a fuck ton of blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the big smoking gun was in 1994.
Did you say smoking gun wrong? But what's a smoking gun? No, I don't know that. What is that? Tell me, meow.
Trump.
Oh, what does he do? Did you call it a smoking gun?
Yes, he spelled smoking gun.
Shut up.
He was like, there's no smoking gun to look at over here.
Did he spell CK?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, that's kind of funny a little bit. Man.
Smocking gun happens in 1994 yeah. when Rivi Ayala.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The number one hitman.
Yep, I remember him.
He comes forward as a star witness in her murder trial.
Shut up.
So he has.
Oh, no. He's got everything on that bitch.
All her dirt. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking at the electric chair, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came up with a plan in prison. She hired somebody to kidnap John F. Kennedy Jr.
No.
Yes.
No.
And then she was going to use him as a way to get out of prison. Like, you know, let me out of prison.
Wow.
They actually had him surrounded.
You're kidding me. So, like, it was out there that she was trying to do this? Or mm-hmm. is this just, what the fuck?
$5 million was what she was going to pay.
Oh, my God.
And, they surrounded him. The kidnappers surrounded him, and they were almost successful, but a cop ended up driving by right as they were about to, I don't know, shove him in a van.
Oh, my God. I've never even heard about any of this shit.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So she avoids the death penalty, actually. Rivi ended up being discredited. As a witness, because
why?
He was having phone sex relationships with not one, but two of the secretaries that were working the DA's office.
I don't know what to say to that. I mean, are you, what?
So,
how does this happen?
It was his plan.
Oh. So it wasn't just like, oops, I fucked up. I just really wanted to screw these broads. I just had to hear their voices and fucking whack off.
I guess.
So it wasn't like that. He, like, planned on this whole thing?
I think he planned, because then he went both ways.
Yeah.
He still gets his plea deal, gets off.
Because he said, he said everything. He told him everything he had.
Yep. But then Griselda doesn't get in any more trouble.
Jesus. That's so fucking genius. This guy mm-hmm. is kind of amazing.
He actually is mostly what Cocaine Cowboys, the movie, is about, I think.
Okay.
I think it's mostly about Rivi Ayala.
Okay. I'm going to check that out. That, once again, is a movie I've not seen.
I'll borrow it to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So she gets to take a plea deal, too, because now there's really no star witness or anything.
Holy balls.
She gets out of prison in 2004.
What?
Yep.
How long was she in, though? How many? I'm too stupid to do that math. She in, okay, math. 87?
1985.
Okay. So that's 10.
She did 20 years.
Shit. The bitch should have done so much more than that. Come on.
I know.
Yikes. All right.
After 20 years, she got out. Whilst in prison, mm-hmm. she became like a huge fucking Catholic or whatever.
Whatever.
Christian, born again
sure
Christian.
She did. Sure, sure. Okay.
She gets deported back to Colombia. She tries to lay low for a few years, but she did too much damage. Get away unscathed in this situation.
All right.
So in 2012, Griselda was 69 years old.
Mm-hmm.
While she was leaving the meat market with her pregnant daughter-in-law with $150 worth of meat, a man pulls up on a motorcycle and shoots her in the head twice.
Huh.
And this was right on the street corner in Medellin.
Yeah. So she went back there.
Yeah, she got deported.
Jesus. Okay.
Which is crazy that she was murdered that way, because she invented that form of assassination. After, I forgot to tell you, after the truck, the war wagon was impounded, she had to come up with a different way of assassinating people.
Bullet to the head.
It was jumping on a motorcycle.
Oh.
Blasting people and then cruising away on a motorcycle.
Man, she's a trailblazer. Jesus. But that's Jesus. She really is. I mean, that bitch was smart.
No shit, right? Isn't that crazy?
Wow. So she was only out of prison for like 7 years before somebody killed her.
Yep.
Okay. Was she still loaded? Was she still, like, rich at this point?
I have no idea.
Or I'm sure she lost all of her shit.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right?
Well, she left it all to her Crosby, whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Charles Crosby was her...
Oh, yeah, her lover.
Her last...
Well, whatever happened to him? Do you have any idea what happened to him?
He's still alive.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what happened to him, because
okay.
I don't really care about men.
Yeah, well,
no
shit.
They're all about the ladies.
Okay. Yeah.
So Griselda lays in the same cemetery as Pablo Escobar in Medellin.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
That's a story. Golf clap. Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm going to be honest. When you said that she invented that... It was her way of assassinating people and shit, and that's so ironic, because that's how she bit the dust and shit.
Yeah.
When you were finishing up that story, my nipples got hard. Yep. And I don't mean in a sexual way. Just, if there's any other way your nipples can get hard than in a sexual way, I don't know, but just, it moved me.
If you're cold, your nipples get hard.
Yeah, oh, that's duh. Don't, can you just, like, get rid of me saying that? How fucking stupid. But you didn't have to be like, if you're cold.
Idiot.
Don't be such a bitch. Anyway, that was an amazing story, is
oh,
what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that was grape. I liked it.
I'm going to grape you.
Yeah. Don't. Oh, I can't laugh. My head fucking kills me, man.
My
head is killing me. Are we done then?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God, fucking A.
You gotta say goodbye.
Yeah, you go first.
To these lovely people. That was really loud.
Me?
Chill it.
My me? Okay.
Chill it.
Chill it. Okay.
Well, we're gonna get the fuck out of this closet.
I know, I'm sick. definitely.
Hope you liked our story.
Yeah.
About Griselda.
Yeah. Uncle. She's a bad bitch. Oh, do you want to tell the fine folks here how to email us and shit?
Oh my God, yeah.
If they have any input, we'd like to hear it, good or bad. Really, just like
be cool.
Lay it on us.
So everybody, you know, knows somebody, maybe not like Griselda, but somebody who is a total bad bitch.
Yeah.
Like maybe your mom. Or your
yeah.
Okay. Like, you know, did your grandma escape Auschwitz?
Whatever. I'd like to know about that. I think all the people are probably dead that escaped Auschwitz, aren't they?
Griselda's dead. Email us.
Yeah.
At bebad8008@yahoo.com. And then go fucking find our Instagram and like it or something.
Yeah, fucking follow the shit out of us. You can like whack off to us or you can just look at us.
Our beautiful faces. We're pretty much models.
Almost. Just missed the mark there a little bit with that one, but we're pretty much models, yeah. We're so full of shit. But just go to our Instagram, check us out. I think it's, what is the Instagram? It's just bad bitches 8008, right?
That's it. It's bad bitches 8008.
Yeah, that's boob. 8008.
We like boobies.
We're literally 12-year-old boys.
We literally touch our boobies all the time.
Doing it right now. Yours do look.
They look massive.
They do look big today. Holy shit. Anyway, okay. Well, I guess maybe I'll say my goodbyes first. It's just gonna be really short and sweet. I'm just gonna say you know, thank y'all for listening. Do it again. I don't know how often we're going to do this. I am super lazy and I have a new kitten at home that I still play with pretty much constantly.
She plays with her pussy all the time.
I play with my pussy often. So I'm just, whatever. You'll hear from us again though. Super, super fast, maybe. We'll see.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in next week-ish?
Whenever.
Yeah. Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
We're doing this on our own, so you're just gonna have to be patient.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, just like our shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking comment on our stuff. Let us know if there's more we could be doing or something.
Yeah, or how bad we suck. I mean, I'd like to... we need to know.
A lot of haters.
I'm sure there's going to be maybe more haters than anything. Because we're kind of...
Good. Hate on us.
Yeah.
We
don't give a shit. Fuck you.
I will ram your butthole with a fist.
Ew! Oh, that was loud too. My bad. But Jesus, this got so violent. I thought we were done talking about buttholes.
Never.
They're so fun to talk about, though. Like, always. I always find something new out about my butthole almost every day.
My butthole is perfectly bleached. Ugh. No hair.
Mine's
or
not.
Or anything.
Oh, what are you talking about? I can smell your ass crack from here.
I think I have
so
a hemorrhoid.
Hairy and hemorrhoidy and shit. There's like warts in it. Gross. But I don't think there really is. I'm
don't you
want to
lick
kidding.
It?
Oh! I was waiting for some dessert. Yeah.
I got a chocolate star for you.
Oh, no. Chocolate starfish. Oh, no. Okay, I can't. I'm literally going to throw up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, I might.
That's disgusting anyways.
I know.
I'm
shut up.
Married to her brother.
Fuck
so
off. Yeah, I know. We're disgusting people. Jesus.
No more of that.
Okay, fine. You better listen to us again, though, or we'll ass fuck you with our hands. Yeah. We'll fuck you with our fists. Fine, bye.
Bye.
All right, fine. Big Jens, I'm out.